The scripture reading is Philippians chapter 2 verse 8. Philippians chapter 2 verse 8. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Amen. Senior pastor will preach the message.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all of the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service in the internet worldwide, children of Sunday school, and GCN viewing audiences, Merry Christmas. Felicitations on the birthday of the Lord. When the Christmas draws near, not just children but also grown adults become a flutter. The dark and desolate night streets are decorated with beautiful lights. The Christmas card or emails from precious people make our hearts warm. Non-Christians also have parties and enjoy themselves with their friends and families on Christmas Eve. I believe you also enjoyed your time yesterday, the Christmas Eve. I received text messages that saying that you had Christmas Eve dinner, or with your family members, or with your extended family members, where you celebrated the birthday of the Lord. With a Christmas cake, and I am thankful, and also some of you prayed in the church during the daytime or at night. Some hundreds of people came to the second sanctuary praying at night. As for me, I stayed in my room alone for and watching GCN. On Christmas morning, the children find the presents in the socks and under the tree and rejoice. But the joy of the worldly people can disappear overnight in many cases. The joy of Christmas that is in your heart is different from that. It's because you have the true joy that comes from understanding the meaning of Christmas. Christmas is a day to celebrate when we received such a precious gift from God. And what is that gift? It is the way of salvation. It's a gift that we are saved and we go to heaven. We used to be sinners, but God opened the way of salvation by sending Jesus to this earth as a sacrifice for us. Furthermore, members of Manmin had received such a special gift on December 25th last year. There were some of you who did not consider the gift of salvation so precious, which was given by the sacrifice of the Lord. Some of you had lost it, while others had almost lost it. But God the Father had given this salvation as a gift to all of you who turned from your sins. Since then, Christmas, the birthday of the Savior Jesus, has become all the more meaningful and happy day. Especially, it is now our turn to give our gift to the Father God and the Lord who loved us. What kind of gift do you think our Lord would want to receive? It is the heart of the souls that resemble the heart of the Lord. What kind of person is Jesus, whom God the Father sent to this earth for us? Let's consider it in three aspects. We can become the most precious gift to God if we change ourselves by reflecting upon ourselves, using the Lord as our example. Furthermore, God will give us an amazing gift, which is even more amazing than our salvation. It is New Jerusalem. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be overflowing with the joy of Christmas, with the gifts that you share with God, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, envying audiences, what kind of being was Jesus when he came to this earth in the form of a human body? Firstly, he was lovely. He did not have any rough characters, and he was not a difficult person. Everything with Jesus was beautiful, including his heart, behaviors, and words. Isaiah described Jesus as follows, hundreds of years before Jesus was born. Matthew 12:19 says, quoting from Isaiah, "He will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets." We can find many people of such kind in our church these days. There are many persons of spirit and whole spirit, and if you look at them carefully, they don't quarrel or cry out or nor will anyone hear their voice. They are gentle and quiet, and they emanate the fragrance of the Lord. They humble themselves and serve others, and they try to give what they have. They don't intend to receive back anything. They find joy in giving itself. They don't cheat. They don't lie. They don't change their promises. They don't change their words. They don't boast, brag about themselves. And each of their words is soft and gentle. Each of their behavior is also soft and gentle. And you can see many of such traits from those people of spirit. So you can understand what kind of person of spirit is. Why don't you just imagine the appearance of Jesus? His words were wise and very powerful. He also performed amazing works. Just by laying the hands, or when the sick person just touched the edge of his robe, the blind, the deaf, and other seriously sick people were healed. In our church, there are right now 5 persons of Holy Spirit, and I will present some prize to them. And there are also there are quite a few who are above a 50 percentile of the fourth level who are going into the Holy Spirit, and those people will probably have gone into the Holy Spirit by the leadership conference next year. So there will be so many people who will be in the Holy Spirit, and I'm so overwhelmed just by thinking about it. As I told you before, you know, if I can buy men of the Holy Spirit, I will be willing to pay even millions of dollars. I'm really, only if I can buy a man of Holy Spirit, I would really like to buy them. You know, if it costs like millions of dollars. You know, if I can buy man of spirit, then I would be willing to buy them. You know, of course, the man of Holy Spirit, they'll be more expensive, even if I have to pay like $500,000, maybe. And there are many who are, there are 5 individuals in Holy Spirit. So we are rich in this sense. So I hear the testimonies of those who are in the from the 30th to 50th percentile of fourth level. I hear their testimonies, and I ask them if they get injured by any chance. They just pray by themselves, and they just heal their own wounds. And they don't feel any pain. In any case, they don't, mostly, they had just have a minor pain, even if it's the injury is quite severe. And also, it heals very quickly. And those who are above the 50 percentile of the fourth level of faith, I asked some of them. They don't smell anything bad, and they can't smell any bad odor. You know, even in the bathroom, they can't smell any bad odor. Unless they actually try to smell what it is actually. Also, about the sound, they can't hear any noise or, you know, if they don't want to. They can just test it. You know, they can turn the TV on with a loud sound, and they just work on something else, and they don't even realize that the TV is on because they can't hear anything from the TV. You will just be focused on the work itself on which you are working, and you won't be able to hear anything. And some of them already did, and they were telling me that they couldn't hear anything, any other noise. And you don't have to hear any meaningless, useless sounds. And such people, if when they pray in the Daniel prayer meeting, even if there are some other people who are crying out so loudly, they don't hear any of other people's sounds, so they are not distracted. But the man of flesh, if somebody is raising up his voice just a little bit, then they are distracted by such voices, and so they can't concentrate on their own prayers. So if you go into spirit, you'll have these powers to cut off those useless things. So they are not going to be distracted by anything, any other noise when they pray. So many of you are experiencing such things, and I'm very thankful for it. And if you are in the spirit, then you can test yourself. Then you'll be able to experience these things. But some other people, you know, if somebody's talking about others and you pay attention to it and you like to hear those gossips, but those men of spirit, they don't want to hear any of the such things, and they stop hearing any you know, gossip or unfavorable conversations. So they can't just hear, even if other people are talking right next to them, they don't just hear them. So just being in the spirit itself is something so happy. Just by laying the hands, or when the sick person just touched the edge of his robe, the blind, the deaf, and other seriously sick people were healed. Even the wind and the sea obeyed the command of Jesus and calmed down. Thus, a great number of people gathered wherever Jesus went. But he did not raise his voice at all. He never wanted anybody to acknowledge him or praise him. But he'd rather walked quietly, not to reveal himself. He never spoke with a loud voice. Moreover, even though he had such great power and authority, he could never imagine trying to get undue gains by extorting and exploiting other people. Even when he talked to a little boy, he treated him servingly and not with overbearing manner. He rather humbled himself and served his creatures. Jesus only wanted to give glory to God. He never raised his voice either. Among the people who were closely watching Jesus, there were people like Pharisees and the priests who opposed Jesus. They continually tried to set a trap before Jesus and catch him if they had the chance. They tried to bring him down. Jesus accepted even such people with love. Of course, at times he rebuked them, but it was not to argue with them with an intention to make them submit to him by force. It was to let them understand the truth and turn back to God. Matthew 12:20 says, "A battered reed he will not break off, and a smoldering wick he will not put out, until he leads justice to victory. As written, he loved even those people who seemed helpless." Jesus had such a beautiful heart. And would he have spoken harshly or done anything unpolished? If you have rough words and if you raise your voice until now, you have to realize yourself. If you really would like to resemble the Lord, you are very far away from having the heart of the Lord. And if you're still an elder, it's not acceptable. And if you are a servant of God, pastor, it's not acceptable. If you are a leader or a mission leader, it's not acceptable. Even for senior deaconesses, it's not acceptable. There are many senior deaconesses, especially those who are very elderly, those who are very old. Many of them get angry over nothing. And I see quite a few of you who get angry over such a trivial thing. And if you have any anger, please just cast it away. 1 Peter 2:22 says, "He committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. As said, he was perfect and holy in all his words and deeds." If we also have a beautiful heart like that of Jesus, we also have gentle words and behaviors. Those who have mild hearts would want to do only the things that are pleasing before God. They would speak only words of faith and words of goodness with every word they speak. Furthermore, those who have beautiful hearts would watch for their own words and behaviors when interacting with others. It's because they don't want to do any evil to their neighbors. To the extent that such desires grow stronger, you can make the deficiencies of the body perfect that you are hearing about nowadays. Brothers and sisters, God the Father has put the heart of the Lord in the songs that He has given to us, so we can cultivate such a heart too. For example, we can see the heart of the Lord from the song, Heart. The heart given by God is a beautiful heart. It's a heart that understands and can accept anything. The heart given by God is a wonderful heart. It's the heart that is priceless and at peace in all things. It's the heart that willingly makes sacrifice. It's the heart that insists not on itself. It's the heart of the meekest and humblest of men. It's the heart of our Savior and our Lord. It's the heart that holds precious each soul on the earth. It's the heart that is gentle and benefits all. It's the heart full of power, yet the desire to serve. We can understand that these hearts are the traits of the Lord. When you sing these songs, and you will sing these songs. And how do you sing these songs? If you sing with the intention that you want to cultivate such a heart, then you'll be moved so much. But without cultivating these hearts, if you just sing with lips, then you are not going to be inspired. But when you sing, while you're singing, if you engrave these hearts in your heart, thinking, "Oh, these traits are characters of the Lord, and I will cultivate these characters in my heart, and we'll be receiving the grace of God." I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be beautiful and gentle, both in the sight of man and God, just as our Jesus was. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and viewing audiences, our Lord, who is God Himself in region, secondly, was a person who sacrificed himself completely. Jesus gave his everything to the souls from the day of his birth until he breathed his last on earth. He was born in a stable to redeem mankind, who was no better than animals. He was laid in a manger to become the bread of life to such people. To redeem mankind from the curse of poverty, he lived a poor life, though he was rich. His body was scourged to make us well from all diseases and infirmities. Finally, he died on the cross in place of the sinners, taking the burden of their sins. He gave up his right to enjoy abundance and to live a free life. His life was filled with only God the Father and the souls. He had no self in him at all. Philippians 2:8 says, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. This sacrifice was not made out of sense of duty, namely, because he had the duty as the Savior. Also, it is not sacrifice made to lift himself up and rule over people, thinking like, the people now have to obey my word because I made this sacrifice for them. Jesus' sacrifice was one made out of pure and innocent love. Let us remember a famous story so you can feel this love of Jesus with your heart. There was a poor married couple. The Christmas was coming up, but they did not have any money to buy Christmas presents for each other. The wife eventually sold her beautiful long hair to buy the fob chain for her husband. The wife used to feel sorry that her husband's watch never had a chain. She was so nervous about putting the chain on her husband's watch. But on the day she gave her present to her husband, she realized he no longer had his watch. He sold his watch, which was his only possession, and bought a comb for his wife. But her hair was already cut, and it was short, and no longer needed the comb. Did a couple fall into despair in this situation? No, they had the most emotional Christmas in their lives. They shared deep love with each other, giving each one's most precious thing for each other. Reading the text messages you sent to me, one of them said, Senior Pastor, I'm so thankful. I love you so much. My family is having peace now. My parents are loving each other. We had dinner together, and we are loving each other more and more. And I'm so happy. And that family, the daughter of that family, is I'm not sure if she is already in spirit or just before the going into spirit. And as the daughter changes, the parents change and the whole family changes. So they have peace now. So they dine out together, and they have spend the happy time together. And many of the performing arts members, they are changing into spirit. And these families are coming to have peace of the family. And the parents are leading a good life in faith, and most of these people are changing. Into a peaceful family. Just when one person in the family, among the family members, changed, the whole family receives a blessing. We can feel the deep love of God the Father through the sacrifice of Jesus. Jesus came down to this lowly earth for us, forsaking all His heavenly glory. He also gave us the most precious thing, which is His life. God says, "You sinned, but I love you until death. I want you to come back to me." Jesus wanted to deliver to us the deep and great love of God the Father through His sacrifice. His sacrifice was also an action of love with which He wanted to open the way of salvation for us. Jesus appealed to God to give the mankind salvation and heavenly kingdom by sacrificing His precious body. This sacrifice of love finally resulted in the opening the ways of salvation and heavenly kingdom. It is as written in Hebrews 10:20, by a new and living way which He inaugurated for us through the veil, that is, His flesh. As explained, the heart of God the Father and the Lord is completely filled with love for the souls. But what are the hearts and thoughts of the people like nowadays? They misunderstand Christianity is saying, why do they say there is only one truth? Why do they refuse other religions, saying there is no other way of salvation? There are even some believers who complain like, why do they coerce us to live by the Bible? It's because they do not feel the love contained in the sacrifice of Jesus. How heartbroken our Lord would be for them. Why do we say that there is only salvation only in Christianity? Because God, the Creator, He is the head of Christianity. He is the master and owner. Namely, there is only one Almighty God, and He is showing to us that there is only the only one God, the Almighty God, the Creator. So through His servants, He is performing signs and wonders, and He is showing to us that He is Almighty, and He is the only God who can save us. But in other religions, where are such things? How can you find such signs and wonders and miracles? What religions? I've never, since I'm almost 70, and for all my life, I've never heard anything like that. There are some rumors or some kinds of legends, but they are not really proven facts. But in Christianity, there are countless miracles. Yongje Jun's letter. I registered in 1998 and I've been attending church for more than 10 years, but I've never kept, I didn't really keep the whole Sabbath, didn't really have true faith. My ancestors, my mother worshipped idols so much, and I also was raised in an environment with idols. And perhaps by such influence, I had epilepsy since I was young. And if I receive any shock, I would fall and have these epileptic fits. And I gave hard time to my wife for a long time. by the urging of my wife, I came to attend the Mammon Church, but for more than 10 years, I couldn't have true faith. And I don't know him either. And by chance, I attended the daytime prayer meeting led by Mrs. Bong Lim Lee. And when she was praying, when somebody was praying for sick persons, she prayed for me. And she suddenly began to say that, go to that place and erase your name. And that the prayer was kept in my mind, and I checked with the Buddhist temple where my mother used to go often, and I had there was my name in the main hall of the temple, and my name and my family's name. So I went to the Buddhist monk and I asked him to erase my names, and I searched for my names in other places, and there were my names in the bells and other places of the temple. So I said I just went to the monk to erase my names, but I insisted, and they had to find my name and my family's name, and they erased all of those names. And right after coming back from when I was coming back from the temple, I felt something was coming out from my heart, and since then I felt like such great peace from heaven came upon me, because he was connected with the idols. In his heart was the enemy devil and Satan, but when he cut off that link, that Satan left. And that is why I always told you that you had to erase your names if your names are written in the Buddhist temples or on the bells or on other parts, on the roof tile or on the pillars, and you have to erase all your names there so you can cut off the link connection with the idols. So I felt I had the heavenly peace in my heart. And since then, I was praying in the prayer meeting, daytime prayer meeting. And while I was praying, I came to repent thoroughly. And I was healed of this epilepsy that used to taunt me, torture me for such a long time. And since then, my whole life was changed. I came to have spiritual faith that I couldn't have. And I came to stop watching TV at all, and I came to hate all the worldly things. And I came to attend all the Sunday services, Friday service, and all Daniel prayer meetings. Right now, I love the friends of the church much more than the worldly friends, and I came to love even those whom I used to hate. Now I can say that I am longing for New Jerusalem. And until I reach that place, I'm confident that I can keep marching on until I reach that place. Thank you, Senior. I give all the glory to God the Father who has given me this grace. And I thank you, Senior Pastor, for praying for me. And I will change my quickly, and I will become one of the best fruits of the God the Father. Yongjae Jeon of 3-1 Men's Mission. So when he actually, in practice, cut off the his connection with the idols, he received the work of God. How heartbroken our Lord would be for these unbelievers. From Christmas last year until today, I have also felt this kind of heart of the Lord. When I was pleading with you to turn from sins and interceding for the souls with willingness to give even my life, most of them turned back, being thankful to me. But some people misunderstood my messages and felt it was only burdensome. I was very heartbroken concerning such people. I never want to lay a single burden on you in any case. It's just that I could not just watch my own flock going to hell. I was in so much agony because I wouldn't be with him in such a beautiful place as New Jerusalem. So I knocked at the heart of God again and again, asking him to open the way of salvation for them and the door to New Jerusalem once again. Even when I felt like I was bleeding from my heart, praying to God, I only imagined with faith the scene in which you receive the Lord and go into New Jerusalem in heavenly kingdom. What do you feel when you think of the sacrifice of the Lord? His sacrifice was made only out of His love. It was not a coerced duty. If you truly realize and feel in your heart that His sacrifice was for each of you, you will also willingly sacrifice yourself for somebody else. Many of you now have realized this love deep in your heart. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will share that understanding and love with each other so that more of you will come forth as beautiful fruits of sacrifice. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our Jesus, who is God Himself in origin, prayed without ceasing. Jesus resembled God completely, so He wouldn't need to pray for sanctification or love. His power was not lacking in any aspect, and yet He never ceased to pray, even though He was spending very busy days. I'm very thankful for you too. Yesterday, it was Christmas Eve. We had more time than other years. We didn't have the Daniel prayer meeting. And on the 23rd, we already had the Christmas Eve events. So on the 24th, we didn't have dinner prayer meeting. And also, we didn't have the... I didn't see the church members in the early morning today, so you had a lot of time. So, and yet you came in the daytime to pray, and also at night you came to the sanctuary to pray. The second sanctuary was... I saw the video clip, and there were so many people praying. Even though he couldn't sleep or eat properly, he always took the time to pray. He humbled himself and asked God for everything that had to be done. He prayed that he would fulfill the duty as the Savior completely, and that the souls would come to enlightenment and God would uphold the disciples. It's because he knew very well the law of the spiritual realm that says the answer is given to those who ask, seek, and knock. Jesus always prayed also because he loved God deeply. He earnestly wanted to understand the will of God more deeply and fulfill it more completely. Prayer is a behavior that you'd do naturally if you love God. Some people do not cease to pray because they love God and because they love the shepherd. Since the end of the Friday online service yesterday until today, before I left my residence, I was
watching.
Repetitions, and also they showed the Christmas tree lighting ceremony at 5:30, and there were sermons, there were testimonies, and there were so many good things. I used to like the history dramas, but I stopped watching them too. I counted. It is not so much time anyway, but I was watching more than an hour or 2 hours a week. Then I felt I didn't want to waste any more time on watching history dramas. I could instead give my time to God. So I just made up my mind, and I naturally, automatically, I came to dislike history dramas. And I didn't turn on anything. I didn't even watch the news. Sometimes I have to. I watch the news. I can just hear the headlines. I can just see the headlines for about 5 minutes, but I didn't even do that yesterday, because I find joy in the giving my time to God, even though I'm alone. As I was reading the text messages from the church members, they dined out or here and there, and they were spending happy times with their family members, and that made me so happy. I felt like I was actually dining with them, you know, in those families, because they were happy. I was also happy. Even though I was not there in person, I felt the same as if I were with them. And I was reminded of my family family members too. You know, I'm on the fifth floor. I can meet them because they're on the fourth and third floor. But I stopped such thinking. And because my family members, they are all men of spirit. So they're not going to be disappointed by that, by not being able to meet see me. So they were just spend their time for God, or they can have their free time. And prayer is an act that you naturally do if you love God. It's not by coercion or by force. I believe most of you have the same kind of desire on this meaningful Christmas Day. You'd think like, Father God, thank you. Thank you for saving me, changing me, and letting me hope for New Jerusalem that I could not even have dreamt about. I want to become God's true child and live for the kingdom of God and for the souls. This is the will of the Father, the Lord, and our Shepherd. But no matter how earnest your desire is, you cannot bear any fruit in your life without praying. Prayer is a must. You can go into a spiritual realm by praying, and if you have to pray ardently and fervently for several months, so fervently, then anybody can go into a spiritual realm. If you are just staying, rather than just praying and being unable to go into a spiritual realm, even if you pray for several months, if you pray fervently, you can experience the spiritual realm. You can have a lot of experiences, spiritual experiences. God will help you do that. So your faith can grow up. So that's why that's how you will understand why you have to pray. And without even praying like that, if you just pray casually, you can't go into a spiritual realm. Therefore, please do not forget that you should always be on the alert and pray for your sanctification and fulfillment of your duties. You might face difficulties in the process of achieving what you have determined to do. And here, before you get disappointed, thinking you cannot do it, you should first pray, remembering that Jesus also always prayed without ceasing. As you keep on marching towards Spirit without ceasing to pray, God the Father will lead you to come forth as men of Spirit and a whole Spirit. There are some people who never cease to pray. But they haven't gone into spirit after being on the rock of faith. They've been praying for almost 30 years, but they are not in the spirit yet. Of course, it is important not to cease to pray, but also it is important to imprint the messages you hear and cultivate it in your heart. It has to go together. They have to go together. The word that you listen, that you hear, and you have to cultivate what you hear with prayer. So the prayer and the cultivating the word in your heart have to go together. If you have done that, you would have gone into Holy Spirit already. But those who are going to Holy Spirit, it'll quite relatively late. It's because they had been fighting for such a long time struggling against the sins that had piled up so much before. And it takes several months to cast off one thing, because it takes long time. So even if she was in the Holy Spirit, it took a long time. And I was thinking about it, why it took such a long time? Because the connection with the idolatry was so strong that it took a long time. They were disturbed to quite an extent, and that's why it was slow. In my case, I didn't have any hindrances. My parents, my father was kind of a Confucius, had a Confucius faith, but he didn't worship anything. He just thought about the morals and good code of conduct and the loyalty and the duties of men. Also, my mother, he worshipped the stars, praying for the children, but she wouldn't understand anything about the idols. She wouldn't really worship idols. So that's why the moment she heard that I was healed in a church, she got rid of all those things. And somebody delivered to me what she said. I prayed to the stars and also to the Buddha for my children so much. But the Buddha couldn't heal my son. But the God in the church healed my son. So from today, I will go to church. And she got rid of all her idols and all those things. And she right away began to attend the church that was in her town, in the countryside. And she never missed any worship services until she passed away. She died at the age of 91. And she never missed any and because she lived a good life until she died at the age of 91, she never went to hospital. She was never sick. She didn't even have to take medicines. Of course, she had her pains because she was working in the she was farming, but all those pains she just bore with such pains because she didn't want to spend any money. Because even though the children urged her to go to the hospitals, because it's just a pain, it is not a disease or a sickness, she just bore with the pains. Maybe as far as I know, she never went to any hospital, and she passed away at the age of 91. Because once she came to know the truth, she got rid of the idols immediately. As you keep on marching towards Spirit without ceasing to pray, God the Father will lead you to come forth as men of Spirit and whole Spirit. Revelation 3:12 says, "He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write on him the name of God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name."
그의 위에 기록하리라 약속하셨습니다.
Therefore, I hope you will overcome the enemy devil and Satan by always praying and ultimately become the pillars of New Jerusalem. Moreover, by always praying for the kingdom of God and for your God-given duties, just like our Jesus who set the example of prayer life, I hope you will come forth as workers who are like pillars. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and viewing audiences, God the Father not just sent Jesus to this earth, but He also gave us many gifts as well. Ezekiel 14:11 says, In order that the house of Israel may no longer stray from me and no longer defile themselves with all their transgressions, thus they will be my people, and I shall be their God, declares the Lord God. In order that the house of Israel may no longer stray from me. This year, this is what God has done in this year, up until today. Last year, we repented. And so up until December 25th last year, we received the forgiveness of sins. And it's not end of the story. After we are forgiven, if we die right away, we'll go to heaven. But after some time, we have to live, continue living our lives. And if we are tempted by Satan again, and if we commit sins again, the sins leading to death or the works of the flesh. So in order not to be tempted, what do we have to do? We have to diligently strive to stand on the rock of faith. And being on the rock of faith doesn't mean there is no temptation at all. It is difficult to be tempted. But it's not perfect. So after standing on the rock of faith, we have to go into spirit. And after we go into spirit, we can be at ease, I can say, because there is no... You can never be tempted. You will not be deceived in any case if you go into spirit. But if you're just on the rock of faith, you still have any chance. You still have some chance to be tempted and deceived because you are not spirit yet. So you can be at ease only after you go into spirit. Nobody can deceive or tempt you. And even if there is any temptation, you will not even listen. And after going into spirit, you will not just stay there. You will keep on marching towards the Holy Spirit. So it is something so happy to have a goal that we want to achieve. If there is an end, we will not strive to do anything more. But because we have a further, more and more higher goals, and after going into Holy Spirit, we also know what we have to do after that. So, in order that we never commit sins again, God has guided us to go into spirit and Holy Spirit for the last year. That's what God has done. And whatever we can't do with our own strength, God has given us these oral lights to help us. So we can, if we just try with our out of our own volition, we can go into spirit, we can stand on the rock of faith, go into spirit and Holy Spirit. How thankful it is. So this past year, how thankful we must be for this past year, not just with words, but so many of you are standing on the rock of faith, many of you are going to spirit and Holy Spirit. You know it yourselves. So right now we have such a peace in the church. We are all united by love, and everybody is trying to give to each other. So, in case of Hallelujah Praise Mission or Power Worship Dance Team or Heavenly Dance Team, They're so lovely because many of them are in the Spirit. I don't stay with them, but I hear from others about them. I hear about them. I see the text messages from them, or I watch them. And then they try to give to each other. They try to serve each other. And it's cold and somebody is wearing a coat and the other is not. And she just takes off her coat to give to the other person. They try to give their own food or snacks, share their snacks with each other. And because they are so lovely, many people are supplying them with many snacks and other things so you know, they can have while practicing. So they serve each other. And they don't seek the benefit of themselves, seek their own. So they're so lovely. One certain team, the leader, there she is a very gentle, and she is a kind of introversive, and she's not the kind of overbearing person. But she has to lead this group. And so the team members, they're serving her, you know, with, you know, they can also take care of the administrative works and other things so she can fulfill her duty more properly. And it is so beautiful. And so the leader is getting more confidence. Before, she never knew how to give instructions or give an order, but now she can do that confidently when she has to do that. So not just one certain team, but many other teams too, but they don't have any selfish ulterior motives. They don't have any desires of their own. They just share what they have with others. So they go into spirit very quickly. And many of them are going into spirit quickly. Many of them are, most of them are actually at the threshold of spirit. Elders and pastors and all other members, don't you kind of envy them? Obviously, we have to do the same, not just with words, but we actually have to change so we can also be loved by God and people. As the children change in families, their families are changing. The persecutions go away. And those parents who used to persecute these children, they love these children so much. Before, they used to dislike their children attending church, but now they drop them to the church and they pick them up after practicing. And also they are receiving blessings, not just with health, but also financial blessings. Not to talk about those in the Holy Spirit, but also those who are in the Spirit, they are so lovely. Even though they are not in Spirit yet, those who are going into Spirit, they are so lovely. So I want to give everything to them. So I am actually giving to them diligently this past year. I've been giving to them so much. And not just those who are coming into spirit. And I also want to help their families too, because they are families of individuals of spirit. So I want to help them too. The more we're going to spirit, the more blessings we are to receive. Not to mention health. And those who are in the spirit, even if they get injured by a mistake or something, they can heal themselves because they have such faith. Sometimes they receive such trials, tests, to increase their faith. So they don't have to worry about such things. It's just to increase their faith. So if you just pray with your faith and overcome, your faith grows up. And as you repeat this kind of cycle, these things, you can go into Holy Spirit. Without such experiences, your faith won't be able to grow up. So God allows for you to experience such things, so you can go into Holy Spirit. In order that the house of Israel may no longer stray from me and no longer defile themselves with all their transgressions. No longer defile themselves with all their transgressions. Transgressions, they violate the law of God. If the sons and daughters of God, they must be holy, without sins. But if they defile themselves, it means they were deceived by Satan and they committed sins. It means they defiled themselves. And we shouldn't be such children. So if you stand on a rock of faith, you will not defile yourself. And as you go into spirit, you will never defile yourself. It took many years to make you clean, and why would you want to defile yourself again? You know, those who wear clean clothes, you know, they don't want to dirty their clothes. You know, if they have any spot, they can, any blemish, they can spot it quickly, and they want to drop it or wash it, or they will erase it. But if it is already dirty and dark, and you know, if there is any extra stain, they don't see, and they just don't care so much. But those who have very clean clothes, they can't do that. It's the same in spirit. Those who are in the spirit, they can't defile themselves again. Thus they will be my people. So, because they no longer defile themselves with all their transgressions, thus they will be my people. And furthermore, today, we will be children, God's children, sons and daughters, and I shall be their God, declares the Lord God. From December 25th last year until today, God the Father has given to us such great grace. Namely, He gave us rock-like faith and faith of spirit with which we will never depart from God by sinning. He guided many of you near to the rock of faith. And from many of them I heard that the senior pastor, I appeared in their dreams and I let them know at what percentile of faith they have. And this revelation of God was given to them individually, and they realized after listening to the recorded tapes, they realized that it was the same, what they heard from in the dream and what they actually heard. Some people might think, I've been working hard, I've been faithful, and I'm not even on the rock of faith. But if you know the truth and reflect yourself upon the truth, you will understand that you are far from the rock of faith. Those who are in the rock of faith, their aroma is different because they have cast off all forms of evil. Their fragrance is different. They don't envy or they're not jealous. They don't pass judgment and condemnation. They don't gossip and they don't like to listen to untruths. They want to serve, even if it's not beneficial for them. They want to serve others. They don't change their minds, and it's they keep their promises, they keep their words, and they don't change following after their own benefit. For example, these are examples. In these many cases, they're in the spirit. You know, even if somebody is speaking ill of you, you wouldn't dislike it. If you dislike it, if you dislike that person, it is far from the rock of faith. But if you don't have such evil, even if somebody is slandering you, you can rather rejoice and give thanks. And you can check yourself, so you can understand whether you are on the rock of faith or not. But you're so far away from the rock of faith, and if you're leaders and elders and pastors, you're far from rock of faith, it's not acceptable. And there are so many young people who are going into spirit, so many young people. We have a businessman's mission group in our church, and they came to see me in front of the in front of my office. And also those they are supporting. They wanted to support the tuition fees for the newly newly selected pastors going to be. And I was surprised to see them. Just a couple of years ago, there seemed to be no hope. You know, there were people who are giving tithes of 100,000, 200,000 won, which was just $100, $200 of tithe, as much as $300. They were, you know, businessmen giving only that much tithe, monthly tithe. You know, at least they should give some thousands of dollars of tithe every month. But I was never disappointed. Every time I met with them, I explained to them, you have to walk the right way, do not violate any law of the country, any law of God. Follow and seek goodness, do not seek your own, and try to go into spirit as quickly as possible. Every time I met with them, you know, it's the same word, same advice. I already, always told them, without that you can't receive blessings. And today, I was very surprised. Most of them, they were giving more than about $1,000 a tithe monthly. And others, most of them were giving more than $10,000 tithe every month. At least some several thousands of dollars. And most of them, they were giving more than $10,000 tithe. And, you know, they just took several years ago, they were giving only $200, $300 tithe. But now, their tithe, amount of their tithe is more than thousands of dollars, even $10,000. What kind of blessing this is? They see me just a couple of times a year. But when I put the emphasis, put an emphasis on those things, they obeyed. And some of them are in the spirit already. And even if they're, even though they are not in the spirit already, they are receiving such a great blessings. And God's word is never wrong. It is, if you just obey, you do receive blessings. You know, there, one of them is giving more than a $100,000 tithe. So soon they will be giving much more than that. Don't you, do you envy them? Of course you do. So you can help the needy, and you can spend for the missionary works of God. You know, only when you have such a great income. You know, if you really do not sway to the left or right, if you just walk the right way, if you follow the way of justice, and without having any selfish desires, if you do not try to harm others, and without ceasing to pray, you've been praying hard and attending all worship services, and then within a short time, you can have many, several thousands of dollars of monthly income. Many of them will earn more than like $100,000 a month. And God's word is so correct. If you just obey, you will certainly receive blessings. We'll never be able to forget this love forever. He engraved the love of sacrifice deep in our hearts and marrow of our bones. Now I hope you will love God truly and love the souls that God loves us, that God loves so much, and thenceforth become people of sacrifice and prayer. On this joyous day, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that you will offer up yourselves as presents before God the Father, whose mercy endures forever. When you present this mild and gentle heart before the Father as a gift, God and the Lord will be so pleased. As you go into spirit and Holy Spirit, even if you are not in the spirit yet, and if you're just going into spirit, you are so lovely, and I just have the desire to help you in every way possible. And I even want to help even the family members. From my side, I ask, you know, of course they will not tell me, you know, we have a difficulty, we have this financial hardship. You know, even if I ask, they don't really answer because they don't want to tell me about their difficulties. But I keep on asking again and again. So if they have a difficult situation, I help them. Right now, of course, you live by the Word of God, and if you have any difficulty because of past mistake in the past, go into spirit quickly, then I will be watching you to harbor you and pray for you. And if you have a difficult situation, I will help you. And that's how I can help you. You don't live by the Word of God, and if you ask me to help you, and I can't do that. And also because we have a charitable work committee, so they are helping the needy with at all their best. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Dear Father God, thank you. Let this message become life and faith, and on this Christmas day, let the love of the Lord be overflowing in our heart. Let the love of God and the Lord work on our hearts. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and cleanse them. Show your works transcending space and time on all branch and local sanctuaries, branch churches, all other churches, and more than 9,000 branch churches worldwide, and the missionaries. Pastor Pyeongnan-che of Japan will have a handkerchief crusade in Tokyo Mami Church on December 25th. Bless them. Pastor Kim Sang-soo will have to pay the contract money for the Kawasaki Mami Church for the building on December 30th, and let the bank loan be granted for the construction of the sanctuary, and Beatriz of Mexico, herniated intestines and body pain, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Mo Uri Shuji of Japan, there are many mental disorders because of the connection of the idolatry of the ancestors. Let the all the mental disorders be healed, all the enemy devil and Satan go away. Watanabe Arena of Japan, let her pass the exam of the high school that she wants to go. Missionary An will have a theological seminar and handkerchief crusade from December 27th to 29th. Bless them. Wang Xiuqing, after effects of blood clot in the brain and high blood pressure, be healed. Say one, hepatitis B, headache, gastritis, athlete's foot and insomnia, and let her have easy delivery. Hong Shuya, short-sightedness and inflammations on the toenail, and let her teeth grow properly. Yang Yin Mei, insomnia and piles and athlete's foot, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. An Se-min, let him get the Korean visa. Father, bless them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves of all the members, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be healthy, let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Father, all the internal organs be healthy. skin diseases go away, be cleansed. High and low blood pressure, diabetes go away, cancers, lung diseases go away, be cleansed. Cancers, all germs, viruses, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleansed, light come. Let there be no after effects of surgeries. Father, thank you. Give them spiritual and physical health. Protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles, and let them make no mistakes while driving. Also for several weeks from now, let there be no mistakes while they're driving. And let there be no accidents. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.